you turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supplied for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like twit the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
Don't say goodbye.
WMFON Medford. I don't know why my music isn't going. I have a music bed right there. We'll figure that out later. Anyways, I'm here with Ray Paul, and that was Ray Paul on RPM, standing on the edge of goodbye.
Good to see you again. I mean,
hey there, Ray.
Yeah, 6 years ago was the last time I was by here.
Was it that long?
Yeah, but November of 2017. You came to the show even that night.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, we rocked it.
Where was that night?
That was for the IPO Fest. That was at in Somerville at PA's...
PA Lounge.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So tonight...
Let's get some lights in there.
You're going to be at the Square Root?
Yeah, I'm doing a show tonight along with the 28 If Band and 145 opening at Square Root at 8:30. So come on down. It's 1978 all over again.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There's my music. You'd hear it if you had your headphones on.
I don't need no stinking headphones.
Well, there's groovy music in the background.
Yeah, okay.
So, people who don't know Ray Paul, you're oblivious. No. From Rochester, New York, originally?
Born and raised there, yeah. Then hit the road. I was touring and accidentally ended up in Boston in 1976. I visited a friend of mine. I was in a band, and we were in Cape Cod and playing in Hyannisport, and the band broke up. After we were through at the gig the next day. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go up and visit these guys that I know. And we went out and had dinner and start talking. And he says, well, what are you going to do now? You're going to go back to Rochester and start another band with those same old stupid guys back there? That was basically his words. I go, well, they're all stupid, but they're those same guys that everybody else is. I go, yeah, you know, I started thinking and... I said, He goes, you can stay with us, you know, for...
Some intelligent Bostonians.
For a few days, for a few days or a week or whatever until you find a place. Well, next week I found a place. But there's more to the story than that. But it's not as easy as just, well, okay, I'll stay. It was... I ended up waiting for him the next day to go to lunch where he was working down near the Prue. And... I was killing time, and I went into Strawberry's Records in Copley Square that used to be there. Do you remember that?
Well, I've been to outlets of it. I don't know if
this
ever
is
went
when
to
they
the
only
original.
Had like two locations, I think. It was Harvard Square and Copley. And I'm looking around at the records, and this guy, real long hair, comes up to me, and he goes, hey, you look like a musician. I go, well, I am. He goes, well, he said, you know, what do you know about music? And I go, well, I've run some record stores back in Rochester and whatever, and I collect records. And he goes, I want you to go two doors down and talk to our general manager. So I still had like 40 minutes to kill. I figure, well, I'm going to go down there, and I'll, this is going to be in the book, by the way, but I'm telling it today exclusively to you.
Okay.
He says, go down and talk to him. So I go up there. I said, yeah, Kevin sent me, rest his soul. I go, he sent me to come up and talk to you. He goes, well, what do you know about music and this? And I, he says, yeah. He goes, Kevin said, you're pretty sharp. You know a lot. He goes, are you looking for work? I said, well, I don't know. You know, I could fit it in. I said, well, you know, he goes, all right, I want you to start on Monday. He goes, be there at 9 o'clock. I go, so I leave and I go to lunch. He goes, so what'd you do today? My friend says to me over lunch, and I said, well, I was waiting for you, and I ended up getting a job at Strawberries. And he goes, I've been wanting, what? You just got here. He goes, I've been waiting to get a job at Strawberries for like a month and months. He goes, so what are you going to do? I go, I'm not going to go. I don't live here. I don't have anything but my road gear and whatever. He said, I have no intentions of showing up to work on Monday. And this was like a Thursday. I go, so then he goes, well, why don't you think about it? You could stay. This is where he goes with, well, you can stay with us and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And so I start thinking it over the weekend. You know, I'm looking at these ads, how much are apartments, and I end up deciding, make a long story short, yeah, okay, I'm gonna try, see what Boston is gonna be like, you know.
Yeah.
That's how I ended up here, kind of basically by accident.
You grabbed an apartment, took the job.
I got it in Parkvale Drive in Austin.
All right.
And it was like, and then I became good friends with the guys Sal and Tommy that ran Mr. Music in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And we became, well, we're still lifelong friends, and it's just a great time. I feel that my years in Boston were like the best times of my life. People ask you that now and then as you get as old as I am now. They say, well, what's your favorite time of your life? And I go, well, I think it has to be the years I spent here in Boston.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's great to hear. Because I was born and bred here myself.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. So this is you got a brand new one here with the new group 28F.
Yeah, we do shows occasionally just as 28F, but in this case, coming back here, we're doing the guys were nice enough to let me get top billing, and it's a Ray Paul with 28F show tonight. And the 28F band, we do some original stuff, we do some British Invasion, the stuff that we try not to do things that other people do. You know, it's not a cover band, because we mix it all up together. But tonight we're going to be doing a lot of my originals, and of course our single that we had out. We had a single out this year. Did you know that? Yeah, you played it.
What, the Dozy D one?
Yeah, Dave D. Dozen. I call my drummer Dozy because he's always dozing off, you know. But anyway,
Hold Tight.
Hold Tight was, yeah, a big hit in Europe, number one in practically every country in Europe. And in the U.S., it was one of those that's like bubbling under the Billboard Hot 100 and didn't make it on even. But they played it in my hometown of Rochester. There was a station that had a show called British Pop Concert every night at 6 till 7. Mm. And they played all these imports or whatever hits were there that never were released here. They're coming here maybe in a few months, but they were the first to play. I heard that in so many other records, and you couldn't get these records yet here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you were somebody that could have an, you know, import sent over.
Right.
And imports weren't really a big deal back then, you know, in 66. But just, I always loved the song. It was another one of those covers in the back of my mind that someday I'm going to do this one, you know. And I asked the guys, what do you think? Should we do it? And they said, yeah, we cut it in one day, mixed it, everything, one day.
I have it somewhere in my email. It might take a little while for me to find it. I don't. Oh, you have it here.
The disc is there.
Oh, great, great, great. So we can play it. But first, you want me to play this What's the name of this 28 F1 we have in?
Oh, that's Hold Tight.
This is Hold Tight. Yeah. All right, cool. Here we go. 91.5 WMFON Medford. It is 28 F with Ray Paul. Hold Tight.
Whoa. I better hold tight. I went back too far.
Let's start that over. I didn't like the way that started. Cue. No, that's not it. There you go. Beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, I was thinking even if we were thinking about a dub version of that song, even like
a reggae version.
Well, just with a lot of effects and because it just lends itself with the drum beats and all that. But it didn't happen. But I met a guy in Rochester who was like an expert at doing those kind of like 12-inch dance kind of dub mixes or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking about it, but we'll see what happens. But
now you brought the CD in. I think I have these songs in here, though.
Yeah, they are in there. Yeah, you guys have been great. Really, WMFO has been like my biggest supporter up in this area. You guys have been terrific over the years.
Just read them to me because yeah, that's a little messy. I need.
Okay, what do you need your love tonight?
Yeah, let's start with that, huh?
That's a fairly new track of mine from 17, though. The one of my newest things, that's an original. Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
I have two different versions. I have the CD single and Bloody Rubbish.
That's the one on Bloody Rubbish.
Bloody Rubbish.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
bunch of bloody rubbish.
Anything you want to say about it?
That just, I need a love.
All right. Ray Paul.
Love.
Shrink. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and that one was called I Need Your Love Tonight. Now, you were saying you think that one would have been a should have been a big hit in the 70s, huh?
Well, if radio had any taste, pop radio, that could be a hit today. But back then, I think it could have been. Now, that's a fairly new track from 2017. But when I after I finished it, I said, you know, it's just like when the Kinks or the Stones make a record, and they make a record and they go, well, it's not big now, but they you could go back and go, well, this would have been a big hit in this era, you know, because it fits the just sort of the pop sound, but it was like a harder-edged pop song, you know. But that's just my feeling that it might have, you know, it could have been back in like the late 70s, early 80s, that turn of into the 80s kind of, you know, when Sire was putting out kind of cool stuff and, you know, it fit in with that.
It's strong, yeah.
Yeah, just a fun song, though, that just, it's a toe tapper, I call it.
Yeah.
They don't make toe tappers much anymore.
Now, this next one, How Do You Know, is that a Liars song?
No, but someone told me that they, and I remember that, they had a song, but I didn't know that. I wrote the song. The song is about how do you know you're facing the one love in your life.
Okay, so it's a totally different song.
Totally different, and...
Same title.
This song actually was, I released this a couple months before I left for L.A., to move to L.A. It was released in, I think, late August, September of 81. And what happened was, I remember seeing a listing, Boston Phoenix used to have every week WBCN's top albums, top this, and it was the number one local single on BCN for the last 2 weeks of, September into October. I think it was the first 2 weeks of October.
Mm-hmm.
One of those weeks, but so I was proud of that, and they were very supportive, you know, of the single. So it was, you know, all the stations, the college stations were all great, and WCOZ was the other FM rocker back then.
Oh, yeah, they were great.
Yeah. I'm hoping to see some old friends tonight, you know, maybe some old people will show, not old people, but old friends, you know, people that are old friends, that's what I meant. And older friends from way back in the day, you know.
We hope to see everyone.
Yeah, tonight at the Square Root.
Okay, here's How Do You Know.
Yeah, and you'll be hearing this one, too.
All right.
Straight from the heart, how do you know? I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hold me, hold me, hold me now, hold it.
We're on the air, Ray Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me get...
I heard a little lot. You were sounding a little like Paul McCartney at the end of that one.
What?
That,
oh, on that one?
Hold it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I can hit those last notes though, anymore, but, you know, now they call me Gray Paul.
Why, have you heard that before?
Yeah, you know, people say, well, it sounds like Paul McCartney, but I said, well, I don't have his money. I'd like to have his money, though. That would be nice.
Of course.
Yeah.
Next one I have up is I Love It. Anything you want to say about that song?
This was the first single off of Whimsicality in back in 2016. And this was co-written by a friend of mine and myself that back in the days of like 80, I think it was 1981 we wrote this. And he wrote quite a bit of it, and I wrote like the middle bridge and couple of lines here and there, but I don't know, it's just another toe tapper, you know. It's just kind of a different song. I think it's catchy. I hope you like it, and we'll be doing it tonight.
The full title is I Love It But You Don't Believe It,
right? Yeah,
let's check it out. It's Ray Paul right here on MFO.
Don't believe it.
Be Mine Tonight by Ray Paul.
That was the first single. That was the record that the song that actually kind of exploded in 78, where we were getting airplay with that on the major FMs and all the college stations 6 months before we did a show. So by the time we came out and did a show, people were thinking of us more as a recording band, because we weren't the kind of band you could see like every week, three or four nights a week at different clubs.
Yeah.
And a lot of the other bands were doing it, so people had a different perception of what we were doing. And I think that helped launch us a little bit on a different level. I don't know, strictly speaking, of course, of the attention we got from all the media back then.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we have...
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
We have Dan here.
Yeah, this is Bootleg Dan Presents here on the radio again. We got another great show at the Square Root tonight. You got to make it. Ray Paul came all the way from Rochester to rock us tonight with 145 opening up.
And don't forget 28
If. And 28 If, which is his great band. And if you were around in the 70s, I wasn't here in the 70s, but if you were around here in the 70s...
You kids, I'm telling you.
When Ray was first here, man, I saw a picture of him playing at the Garden. So there you go. Now he's playing at the Square Root. If you miss this one, you're going to miss a great show. That's all I can say. Talk to you soon.
All right. Be there or be square. Here's a little more Ray Paul, and we'll follow that with a 145 block.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Thanks a lot, Ray Paul.
Thank you. Good to see you again, and thanks for having me. And people, come on down tonight. We are going to rock the Square Root.
In Rosendale, Boston.
Yeah.
And, let's take some pictures.
So I'm in sleep. Can you keep it secret? Keep it comfortable. couldn't say.